Bum ba dum ba da ba 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 bum da bum ba da ba bum bum bum
podcast.
And they're screaming and yelling and flipping me off, and I'm just like, yeah, who's the fucking graffiti artist now, you son of a bitch? It turns out they're just
enthusiastic
doing the lines on the road.
Oh.
And I got a little road rage there.
Yeah. You call that artwork? I could draw two straight lines. Watch.
What is this, algebra?
Where's your straight edge, you putz?
Oh, wait. Which one? What's the one where you do the logarithms, the bell curve? That's algebra 2. Is that algebra 2?
I think logarithms come in pre-cal. Or is it geometry?
Either way. I was sitting there telling this putz, you can't paint a road just because you think you paved it. I paid for this paving that you're painting, and it's paining me to watch you paint it.
It's Grizzly.
Yep. Adams.
Grizzly Adams.
Had a beard. Same brain train. All right. Well, now that we're all up to speed.
Yeah. Welcome into... welcome into the second ever not normal appetizer.
Epa.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... let's just call it an epic.
Epic!
Yeah.
Epic and a soul.
Epictizer. Epic.
What if we just call it Epa, and then we call the other one Sewed?
Ah.
And together.
It's an episode, except for wearing them a week apart.
There'll be a long pause.
Epa.
Just like a Great Dane, long pause. Ha, get it?
Yeah, because they have freakishly long fingers. Great Dane fingers. They're finger looking good.
Hey, Dame, those fingers is long.
Oh.
Not the coin.
I almost had it.
Okay.
So, today what we're going to be talking about is safe sex.
Which always involves a coin. Jesus.
For the condom machine. I don't know how those work. I've never seen one.
Do they have such things?
Yeah, they're in commercials. In the bathroom.
I think
at
they're
bars.
In, like, movie theaters.
In movie. They're at funeral homes. That's pretty an homage to Wedding Crashers. Nothing gets a girl horny like grief or whatever.
Yeah, he says. I think they have them in hospitals at least.
Oh, Kyle, this is hard to read. You're right. Turning them into paper airplanes were not a good idea.
Our tails will fly as high as our dreams.
Which is not very far. Still attached to our bodies.
I'm still dreaming.
We have a grip on reality, if you follow. Like a grip on a corn dog. It's a hot summer day in New Jersey, and you're waiting
you
for
you
a
won't let go of that thing. It's just holding on to it for dear life, swatting away those greedy New Jerseyan fireflies.
You'll drop the cotton candy and the hot air balloon before you lose a grip on that smoking battered beef dog.
And grab the BB gun from the carny stand and start shooting them away.
You're letting out your aggression from your repressed memories of your Uncle Job, who used to teach you about Bible study in his basement.
And letting out your pants because you've already eaten 20 corn dogs. They were trying to cut you off, and you said, not today.
The only thing you can keep your sights focused on is that tiny duck traveling at moderate pace across the stand. I can't do this anymore.
Maybe that should be connect the dots.
What?
Just oh, yeah.
That's a great idea, Kyle. That's fucking genius. Fudging.
Sorry. I forgot this was our...
PG cast.
PG cast.
PD's PG cast.
Teen safe episode. That's why we mentioned teen condoms safe. 8 times. Teen safe.
Oh, man. All right. So, here we go. We're gonna get right into it. This is story time. So
I call story side.
What?
Story side.
That one?
Oh, yeah, because... Oh, wait, we're not describing a normal coin.
Yeah, so you want freedom side or old man side?
give me the old man, because the old man has the best stories.
Oh, gotta start again.
Turns out my... I can't have my bicep touching my ribcage when I flick a coin.
That makes it hard for you. You gotta pretty much be like... Have your arms above your head at all times, then.
You said old man?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to flick it in your pocket. Almost.
Gone forever.
Wrong side of your body.
Yeah. It was my bicep that got in the way.
Yeah. Told you, man. Those are the dickens. So you go first.
All right. So your name is Paul Dickens. Paul Dickens is the name. And you are a, middle-aged kind of guy. And lately you've been kind of stressing out about that.
I have been stressing.
Yeah, you've been like fearing that you're
middle-aged.
Yeah, middle-aged. You have midlife crisis kind of happening.
Midwife.
So you go to talk to your midwife. You guys have been in touch for a long time.
Lots of touching.
Yeah. And her name is...
Veronica.
Fine, Veronica is her name. Hey, Paul. I haven't seen you in a while.
Veronica. Yeah, I haven't touched you in so long.
Yeah, Paul, that's true. I mean, you're not normally this frisky.
I can't keep up this lie, Veronica.
What lie?
I can't keep you at a mid-distance.
But I'm intentionally there for the mid. I can't be long or short, wife.
You can just be wife.
Paul! Are you saying what I think you're saying?
That's right, Veronica. I need you to kill my wife.
I was your mother's midwife. I delivered you.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that works too.
Okay.
Thanks, Veronica. I guess you don't gotta kill anybody. So, I don't have a ring, but...
Well, let's go down to the mall. We'll get a ring. The jewelry store at the mall. let's go ahead to the next plot point before anything gets more off track.
All right, Veronica, let's go. Why don't you just climb into my Mercedes?
Can you afford this, Paul?
The neighbor can, but I stole the key.
Okay, you're really living this up. All right, so you and Veronica scooch down to the mall in your neighbor's Mercedes, laughing all the way. I mean,
I delivered.
She was pretty young for a midwife. Maybe only like, I don't know, 18, 20 years older than you. Yeah, older than Paul.
I thought Paul was like middle aged. She's 60.
Yeah, so
I guess you're right.
All right. Well, you're the one who decided to go down this route.
60 midwife.
You can drop her if you want.
No. I'm a man of commitment.
Okay.
I committed to this Mercedes. All right.
Veronica. Okay. So you and
Interesting fact. The Mercedes is also 20 years older than me.
Mercedes has been around since the 1800s. No. So you and Veronica scooch down to the mall, and you're heading in there, and she says, oh, look at that. I think that's a new shop. Have you ever heard of this Lord Voldemort?
British accent.
Sorry. All right, Paul, I think that's a new shop. Have you ever... I can't stop doing British accent.
Just be British.
No.
Be British, Veronica. We'll both be British. It's all right.
Oh, Paul, have you seen this new shop? I don't think I've seen it before. Lord Voldemort's Extreme Sports?
My goodness. Lord Voldemort? I don't believe I've ever seen that shop, Veronica.
Lord Voldemort's Extreme Sports?
Voldemort's, you say? Well... I mean, while we're here on our way to get your endowment.
Maybe they got some rings in there.
Maybe so. Maybe they have some rock climbing rings. You're always talking about how you want to get out and be more adventurous.
Yeah, I gotta go through my late life crisis.
I turned a little bit more Aussie. Hope that's okay, Veronica.
That's okay, Paul.
I believe we were on a game show once.
Paul Dickens sounds like an English name anyway. Could be in there. Anyway, let's go in and we'll check out Lord Voldemort's Extreme Sports. So you guys head into the shop.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, look at you, lovely young couple.
Thank you, Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, that's me. Your name's on the shop.
It's on your name tag, too.
You look like a fairly young couple who's interested in extreme lifestyle choices.
Do you have any... what's that thing? Help me out here. You're towing behind a boat. They got like a airplane kind of thing. It's made out of sails.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a pair of them. There's two of you. And you're sailing along.
Yep. Cock flying.
A pair of you sailing.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that?
Anyways.
Paraholing.
Yeah, we want a parahole.
Okay, you don't want a parahole?
Well, you know, Paul, I was thinking...
Yes, baby. Getting married and everything.
I thought, you know, maybe...
Listen.
A skydiving.
Skydiving.
Or you could go paraholing.
Why don't we go hole diving?
Hole diving?
Yeah.
Well,
what do they call it? Where you jump off a cliff into a cave. Diving. What's that? Freebasing.
don't want to say this one out loud.
Spermlunking. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Isn't that right? I think I've heard of that one before.
I mean, spermlunking, but... it just sounds like you're diving into something wretched.
It's a little sticky, I'm sure, inside that
cave.
I
was in midlife for quite a while. Midlife?
I'm middle-aged.
You're midlife and I'm midwife.
Yes.
Okay.
You're past mid.
Do you want to get married while we're spermlunking?
Yes. I'd love to just grab a hold of those fingers while we're free-falling to our potential deaths and stare into each other's eyes and realize you saw me into this world. You're going to see me out, baby.
That sounds so beautiful.
You guys are fucking kinky. You're welcome at Lord Voldemort's anytime.
So you guys exit the shop. And, you know, he says thank you for visiting Lord Voldemort's Extreme Sports. And you get in with your sperm-lunking trainer. He's...
Hello, I'm Stefan.
Hi, Stefan.
Stefan, have
you been sperm-lunking long, Stefan?
Oh, I don't sperm-lunk long. My lungs can't take it anymore.
I didn't think we were going to actually touch the water and stuff, are we? it's not water, is it?
Spermlunking begins!
All right, so you guys saddle up, or whatever it is you do in that.
Grab hold.
Veronica's never looked more beautiful in her...
Veronica, you've never looked more beautiful in your whole existence.
Oh, Paul.
Your hole's never looked more beautiful in its entire existence.
Paul, you've never looked less middle-aged.
I feel young again, Veronica.
You're right, Paul.
Feel it with me. Feel it with me, Stefan. I feel it.
I feel all three. Let's go.
You guys start plummeting.
Fast.
And you're plummeting. And you reach the bottom, and the spelunking knots weren't completely secured. So I'm not sure I think you go diving and spelunking, but I was intending bungee humping, but Lord Voldemort kind of forgot that part. So you go rebounding into a big pile of radioactive
acid.
Yeah.
It doesn't burn, just radios.
Acid snakes and the old...
Paraibas.
Acid bands? Is that a thing?
Chupacabras.
Acid genes. Just
like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, a pile of radioactive acid genes. And you guys are, you know, rolling around in it, trying to get out. And you lose Stefan.
No, Stefan!
There's not enough room for you on the door, Stefan!
Tell my family!
I don't know if we can. Who is your relatives?
Stefan!
Veronica!
Stefan Jr.,
Veronica!
Paul!
We have to get out of this radioactive sputum.
Okay.
Whatever.
You climb onto my back, Paul.
I can't. I can't.
Hold onto my back.
No.
Just do it. Hold onto my back. My back hair is growing.
You know I have a back phobia.
Okay. <You're right>.
Veronica.
Hold onto my ankles.
Oh, your ankles, Veronica. You're beautiful.
Just don't ruin my socks.
I won't ruin your stockings, Veronica.
And Veronica squats and with a mighty heave is able to jump 80 feet from the door that you were on in the acid gene pit to dry land. And she says,
God, Paul, I think that we have superpowers from all these acid genes.
You're right, Veronica. My lower half is gone.
Your superpower is to be alive while missing half your body.
You got it. That's exactly right, Veronica. And to appreciate every morsel of your unscrupulous, unsupervised, God knows who made it body. And love it.
And Veronica is so touched that she gives you a hug.
And she said, Paul, I'll never let you walk again. You'll ride on my shoulders for the rest of eternity.
Can you call me Master?
Master. Master.
I'll call you Blaster, Veronica.
Very well. My strength will overwhelm any opponent.
And you guys go on to dominate the planet.
Is that it?
Yeah. There was supposed to be a family hug at the end. Oh. But I'll just call that the permanent mounting of you on her shoulders. That'll be the family hug.
Oh, that was good. I liked that.
Thanks. I liked it. I liked a lot. Tell my family.
I don't think it picked up. But maybe.
He clapped.
Yeah, he clapped. That was his thing.
Stefan's dying words were...
It was great. It was like a 50-50 board slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 50-50 whore slide.
Don't talk of Veronica like that.
Oh, I meant Lord Voldemort's.
Oh.
I had to bring that up. We started talking about...
Yeah, you can tell him.
Oh, we started talking about Lord Voldemort's extreme sports after the last episode, so I had to make it a feature.
It was a feature fetish.
Well, you did.
Well, that was Lord Voldemort's style.
That makes about as much sense as a back phobia.
I just have the best time at the features.
I gave you an opportunity to choose a superpower, and you chose to be alive without legs.
Yeah, people do it. It's a realistic accomplishment.
Yeah,
God bless them.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you gonna say to that?
God bless them.
Yeah,
we're not going there.
Gazoon tight.
Sorry, hey, this isn't Lord Voldemort's extreme sports. Save it.
All right. Bum bum bum. Bum 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 bum. You wake up. No, starting now. It's starting now.
Oh, sorry.
You walk into a bread store.
Walk into a bread store. Walk into or walking to?
Walk into.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
I walk into a bread store.
Hey,
I was just looking for, I smelled your fresh loaves from the street, and I thought it was time to, you know, carbo load.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. You know, I only hear that every day. So, what's your name? What's your name, scrub? Huh? You come here for a job application?
My name is Paulie Dickens, and yeah.
Hey, Paulie. Hey, do you know how to French braid?
No.
So, what kind of skills do you have involving bread making?
I love to smell bread, love to eat it.
Yep, those are very admirable traits.
I spend hours in my backyard punching things.
Huh.
I think
if you really need it, you know, I'm sure I could give you a job. That's a little bread joke for you.
I need money. I need dough. Huh?
I don't think this will work out.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I just get this vibe from you. Like, you're going to be, you know, first you're going to start working for me, and you're going to do a great job.
Yeah.
And then in a couple weeks, you know, the Rocky theme song is going to start playing. Yeah. And you're going to get called up by Paulie. And Paulie's going to be like, oh, you got to get
him. I'm Paulie.
You got to get him, Paulie.
I was just looking for some spot to train. You know, my backyard wasn't really suiting it, so I thought, you know,
I need somebody to beat the eggs.
Throw a couple sacks of flour. Oh, I can beat eggs. Eggs
just then,
pansies.
As Paulie is in the middle of a conversation/job interview with the bread store, a robbery takes place. Paulie, get down. Get down, Paulie. You better watch out. Hide behind the French baguettes.
Are you sure? I think I got this. I think I can take him.
I know you can't. Training in the backyard. Trust me, these guys have Uzis.
I got it. I'm a bulletproof, baby. All right, I'll hide in the closet or whatever.
Give me the money. Give me the money. I can't give you the money. It's been locked away for years. What are you talking about? Oh, I can't give it to you.
Just give him the money, damn it. Get shot.
What do you do, Polly? This is up to you now.
I'm going to take those guys out. Like, right, I take them out. Bulletproof, baby.
It's Polly time. Polly
time. And I run and I jump kick into the air.
And it misses. What are you going to do now?
Now I'm going to grovel. Grovel with the best of them.
All right. They hit you in the head with the butt of a rifle. You pass out. Jesus. Yeah, I know. They're robbing a bakery with AK-47s.
I was bulletproof. I've been training in the backyard.
But you're not butt of a rifle proof.
Damn it. Is that why you didn't shoot me?
Yeah. Foreshadowing. Maybe.
Baby.
Maybe. Sorry. All right. So, you come to your senses. Paulie comes to his senses. I don't remember what the bakery owner's name was.
I've called him Shies.
What?
I don't know.
Schuster.
Schuster. Yep. Joey. So Joey Schuster.
You're coming to your senses.
Oh, Schuster, what happened?
Listen, don't call me Schuster. Call me Joey.
Joey, what happened?
It looks like you got taken out by some of the crouton mafia.
The crouton mafia?
Yeah, they come around. They come around looking for fresh bread because they know fresh bread makes the best croutons. Yep. They also take all your money.
You didn't stop them?
I tried.
What happened to your money? Weren't you going to give them? You said it was gone forever?
It was locked away.
Locked away forever?
Yep.
What does that even mean?
Oh, let me tell you an interesting story about this bakery.
Joey, is this place haunted?
It's not haunted.
Okay.
This bakery.
Am I bleeding?
Nope. You're a little, but don't worry. I got some dough on it.
Sourdough, if you please.
You might get a yeast infection, but don't worry. So.
Just make me a dough hat.
About 50 years ago, all right? Joey Anchovy, my great-grandfather.
Same Joey. Your family goes by Joey is their first name. I come from a long line of Joeys.
Yeah. Joey Anchovy, all right? He used to run bruschetta. For the mafia, all right? He had the best bruschetta is what they called it, in town. So, he used to run back and forth from the kitchen to the tables, They called him a bruschetta runner, all right? And he gained great fame and recognition in the town for the best bruschetta runner. And so what happened was, after the Prohibition and they cracked down on all the booze, everyone just wanted bruschetta. It was the weirdest thing. Turns out, the kitchen was fixing to put a little bit of the liquor in the bruschetta.
So, smugglers.
Joey Anchovy decided one day that he could probably gain a similar effect by putting anchovy juice into the bruschetta and supplementing the alcohol, thus running an underground ring of alcohol delivery services that the mafia was very intrigued with. But he knew he was under the gun, and it was only a matter of time before Tony Anchilone came after him and wanted the goods. He hid the queen's jewels in the cellar underneath the bread bakery.
There was a which queen we are in now, his town?
Yes. So,
I think my head is hurting bad, Joey.
Don't worry. It's almost over. It's hidden away behind a ton of bricks.
And you haven't made a dime since then?
Well, I mean, I made a dime.
Why do you give the robbers the money?
Because they want that money. They don't want my money.
What? How do you know?
Because they come in every week.
Haven't they learned?
Because they just keep taunting me. One day they think I'm just going to rent a sledgehammer and a big man.
Let's commit armed robbery every week.
Yeah, this is a dark side of town. You don't want to be in this, Joey.
Oh my god. The smell of bread was not exactly what I was expecting.
So, after the robbery, you get approached by the FBI.
Jesus Christ.
They're looking into the issue. They need your cooperation. So, what is your name for the record?
My name is Polly Dickens, I think.
Polly Dickens. I'm Agent Anderson.
Anderson, nice to meet you.
So, what can you tell us about the evening of July 21st?
Is that today?
That was a week ago.
I've been passed out for a week?
You've been conscious.
Jesus. I don't know anymore.
Do you know any of the perpetrators that were involved in this case?
Yeah, I know two of them.
Okay.
Three of them.
Could you give a description or point them out in a lineup?
One was a dickhole with an Uzi who is extremely reflexive.
What the hell is an Uzi?
An Uzi.
This is 1920.
You said they had Uzis. One with a Tommy gun. The other one is a real smart guy.
Describe smart. Is smart looking smart Alec? Is he
no,
brainy?
He's a wise guy with the frame of a broad.
Guy with the frame of a nod.
Yeah, in a big old stick that he likes to hit people in the face with when they're on the ground after missing their air kick.
Sounds like an interesting character. Would you be able to point these out in a courtroom?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to testify?
I can point at anything.
Would you testify?
Yeah.
All right. So now we flash forward.
Oh, you even want the third guy?
Oh, give me the third guy.
The third guy is Joey. He's an asshole, too.
Did he commit this crime?
No, but he...
Was he part of the armed robbery?
No.
Then I have no interest in Joey.
He's a shopkeeper.
Listen to the facts.
They've been coming back every week.
I'm sure he's got a reason. Sure, I don't want to hear it.
I'm just interested in smuggling anchovy juice and bruschetta. Don't you care?
I'm just interested in the perpetrators trying to rob Joey's delicatessen.
Did I go back in time when he hit me in the head? Am I time tripping?
So now we're... Now it's a court scene.
Okay.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Billy presiding.
Judge Billy.
All right, all right, all right. Order, 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 order up.
What do you have, Judge?
Listen. I'm not one here much for making reasons of the robbing of the bruschetta store that is in belongings and possession to the Joey.
Oh, yeah.
But after the sheer testimony from this... one individual, Percy. What was your name?
Polly.
Polly. Polly. I hereby declare that there were some perpetrators involved in a weekly attempt of armed robbery, which I cannot have in this city.
Yeah. 984 counts of it.
984 counts. You hear that, people? I can only do what is in my power to leave it up to a jury of their peers. Would the armed felons come to the stand?
I'm the wise guy.
Hello, wise guy. What is your verdict?
I thought you said to call the felons.
No, that's a jury of their peers.
Am I a jury member?
Yeah, you're the leader.
I'm the wise guy leader.
Yep. What's your decision? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Court is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. All right. What's my next thing? You find out after that the judge has been paid off. He was paid off.
Ah. I thought it was just the jury of his peers. Nope. How does he pay off a judge and not a jury of peers?
Well, the armed assailants did. Because you find out they did gain access to the treasure trove that was beneath Joey's
bakery. What the hell was he holding out for?
He just wanted to get the insurance money, Kyle.
Ugh.
So, after you figure out all this, you turn to a dark time in your life because you're just torn up.
Polly's not that torn up. Polly's still fight up. Things in the backyard.
Nope, because you're tired of this town going to hell.
I am.
You
actually
lived here your entire life. You can't deal with the trumped up charges on bakeries and this hidden jewels and backstories. You know, this town's just got to get a makeover. You want to see Starbucks and Targets as far as the eye can see.
I want to tear it down with my bare hands.
So you become a vigilante.
Yes.
The hero this city needs.
Yes.
And you need to finally track down that judge.
I'm going to go after the judge
first? This is the scene, yep. Because he's the kingpin.
Where the fuck
he was paid off by himself.
Where the hell is this crooked ass judge? I know he's out there somewhere.
One corn dog, please. I love the carnival.
Oh, he's at the carnival now, huh?
Oh,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna wrench that corn dog away and shove it down his throat.
Oh, hey, don't I recognize you from somewhere?
Oh, no, you don't recognize me.
No? Have a corn dog. Here, have a bite of mine.
Oh,
it's delicious.
You're going to give it to me, okay?
Yeah, here you go.
I didn't have to wrench that hard. Did I kill him?
Yep.
He dead?
That's it.
Woo!
Save Trumpletown.
Trumpletown. We did it.
Yeah. Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Took a lot of plot twists.
Yeah, I liked that.
Me too. Did you like it? Yeah. Let us know. Comment on our MySpace page.
Yeah. Go to our space and, you know, try and jump kick it. And when you miss your computer, you'll probably hit your head on your dashboard
and then you
computer desk.
A vigilante
for justice and bruschetta. So, do you want to do that thing we talked about?
Yeah, let's do it. So, we thought it would be fun if, you know, afterwards, because we told you we're going to do these, like, little stories, these little choose-your-own-adventure kind of things. So, what we thought it would be fun to do is actually run back through our creative process, you know, do a little expose, if I can, on ourselves, and kind of let you know how it all comes to fruition, you know?
Yeah, and so... Before the episode, we each like kind of write down a little outline.
Yep.
Of the entirety.
He
of
He does
what
outline.
We...
I do inlines.
Oh yeah. I kind of jot down the plot points that I know I want to hit, and let the rest work itself out.
Yeah. So right now, what we're gonna do for you is we're gonna read our own, you know, list for you.
Yeah.
Or outline. Inline.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first, because you did your story first.
That makes sense. I just don't want to be that person and be like, let me go first.
I'm first.
Okay, you go first. All right, so my first one is, my first point was midlife crisis, and the next thing I have written down is go to mall, and then I have Lord Sports, because I didn't want to fully give that away. I did know it was going to be Lord Voldemort's Extreme Sports, though. Then Sketchy Trainer, sciencey stuff, superpower, family hug.
Woohoo!
And that was my list.
That's how specific we are. So now you know it's all planned. Mine is, you walk into a bread store. Robbery. What do you do? Interesting backstory on bread store. FBI. Court scene. Judge is paid off. Vigilante. Track down and resolution.
You said you wrote conclusion.
Yeah, I lied.
Ah, never see where you're going.
Nope. Blindfolded.
But that's been another interesting episode of Not Now Adventures.
Oh, we could make t-shirts.
Yeah.
We could sell tickets. We could have a raft guide.
Oh, wait. Do you want to call these segments? Oh, we were calling them epics, right?
Or I like episode. I like Not Now Adventures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, we could make t-shirts.
Yeah. Not Now Adventures. We're like snooping in a cave that has
we
just
can
like,
sell fake tickets.
Yeah, we could make ribbons. Ribbons are coming back. First place in Not Now Adventures. People will wear it with pride.
Yeah, or shame.
Or shame. Last place in Not Now Adventures.
Yep. That's what we're going to do. Watch out. Watch out next time you're on Amazon.com clicking through for ribbon shirts. You'll find one right there. That's us. Not now. Oh. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
I mean.
As much as I enjoyed your company.
And you guys might not see it, but there is a lot of work that goes into this. A lot of planning.
Yeah.
Schedules have to be moved around. And.
A lot of timber, too.
Timber. You got to have a lot of timber. You know, that's kind of the catalyst for this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, without the timber, we never would have made the catapult to shoot those catalysts
and we
over
couldn't,
the catway.
Yeah, and we could never combust those catways with the catalyst. You know, shiver me timbers. That's all I wanted to say.
Or shiver your timbers, if you prefer.
Sliver my timbers.
Ah, yeah, so that reminds me, we got an email yesterday from Slytherin, and they just sent it right over to notnowpodcast@gmail.com. They were just raving about how they could catch our podcast on notnow.podiant.co or any of their favorite podcasting apps.
Yeah.
They also said they were, the Dark Lord was really impressed with, you know, how all of this is improv and that it comes out every other week.
and people should really tune in, you know, check it out. You know, email us your favorite episode and we'll be sure to, you know, incorporate it somehow in the future. And that's really what this is all about. So thanks. And we love you. Support. It's great. Moi.